So we've just been listening to Dr. Jackie Lavin, Head of Nutrition and Research at Slimming World, and of course Georgina Wallace as well. And clearly at the end of the point, Jackie was quite strong in her views that ultimately, yes, it's all about nutrition. Well, we've been saying that for years, haven't we? Ace correspondent and general all-round wonderful person in association with pharmanor.co.uk, Dennis the chemist. How are you, Dennis?
Good morning.
So I spent the whole piece with Jackie Lavin, Head of Nutritional Research for Slimming World, sort of saying, yes, yeah, I know, but this is, have you not been listening to Dennis's podcasts over the last sort of 4 or 5 years? Still, never mind. It's all about a line that emerged from research by Slimming World that suggested that people wait over half a decade to discuss any concerns they might have about weight because they're too embarrassed. They prefer to deal with things themselves and don't want people to worry, so they don't actually talk about anything. Anyway, perhaps it's a British thing. Dennis, you're going to share with us some of your own views with respect to headlines, nutrition, PharmaNord, and so on in the next 20 or so minutes. So over to you, sir.
Right, sir. Well, one of the newspaper headings was the very one you've just mentioned, that people deny the fact that they're overweight. I've got it here amongst my cuttings. I think it was 5 years and 7 months before they admit to themselves.
It's amazing, Dennis. It's almost as though we've actually got a synchronicity in our stories here. It's fantastic. Carry on.
Yeah, well, I've got... I'm always cutting up newspapers. I've been driving my wife mad for 45 years, cutting up newspapers, because the newspapers are doing their research, and people like myself and people like your good self give us the opportunity to pass the information on that perhaps not everybody is reading every day. I've now got about 12,000 cuttings from the newspapers over the years I've been doing it. I've been a pharmacist 51 years. I came to my pharmacy in Manchester when I was 23. And the next minute, I'm coming up to 76. So I've been in the same shop 51 years here in Manchester. So, yes, a lot of information in the newspapers, and just running through them at the moment and linking it to this Danish company's products, PharmaNord. PharmaNord is a company in Denmark where they make about 48 different health food products. And the thing about PharmaNord's range, and any range of health food products made in Denmark, is that they have to be made by Danish law to pharmaceutical standards. So as a pharmacist for 50 years, having done about 4 million prescriptions in 50 years, when I see there's a range of health food products made to pharmaceutical standards, that does my heart good. And so whizzing through newspaper cuttings every day when I'm cutting up the newspapers and driving my wife mad, I'm just going to sort of read the headings and then relate to where the PharmaNord could step in with their health food products made to pharmaceutical standards. So in the Mail, in the Daily Mail on May the 10th, there was a headline written by Sophie Borland, one of the actual health editor. The heading was, a probiotic, those are those friendly germs that live in our bowel. Our bowel is 27 feet long, and the weight of the friendly germs is unbelievable. It should be 4 pounds by weight, 2 kilograms. Yes, listeners, that's the weight of friendly germs. It's unbelievable. 4 pounds, 2 kilograms. That's how many friendly germs are supposed to be in your bowel. The area where they're activating is a line of cells many, many feet long called the GALT, the gut-associated lymphoid tissue, where you make your lymphocytes, part of the white blood cell family, which is part of your immune system. And these cells, the GALT, the gut-associated lymphoid tissue, where these cells are, they are activated by the friendly germs that are supposed to be living in high numbers in our bowel. So this heading was that the probiotic drink isn't such a tonic after all. And Sophie Borland goes on to report that if you are one of the thousands of Britons who religiously down a probiotic drink every morning, you may find the following news hard to stomach, because a major study into the benefits of the drinks of the friendly germs has found that, she writes here, that there aren't any benefits. In fact, scientists believe there is no convincing evidence that the probiotic drinks, which claim to boost everything from immunity to digestion, have any serious benefits for healthy people at all. They go on to say that the probiotic market of these drinks is £20 billion globally, and such drinks claim to contain friendly bacteria and yeast, which help to restore the natural balance of bacteria in the stomach and intestine. They have been credited with treating and preventing a range of health conditions, including IBS, obesity, and even cancers was mentioned. But Danish researchers reviewed 7 trials and concluded that probiotic drinks and yogurts made little difference to the makeup of the gut bacteria in most cases. And the experts looked at major trials which had previously assessed how many unnamed probiotic drinks, biscuits, affected the bacteria of healthy adults. They found that 6 of the 7 trials, there was no difference in the bacteria between adults who'd been given probiotics or placebos. So that article led me again to think of one of PharmaNord products called BioCulture. This comes in an aluminium tube with an expiry date of the friendly germs living in the tube, and there are 60 capsules in the aluminium tube, and each capsule has 4 billion friendly germs, and they are guaranteed that at the end of the expiry of the tube, if you hadn't opened it, or if it's on the shelf in a pharmacy or a health food store, if this brand of friendly germs, BioCulture, if this was unopened for 1.5 years, it would still be guaranteed to contain in each capsule the 4 billion friendly germs. And they are specially made that they don't open in the stomach. The capsule is such a consistency that it won't open in the acidity of the stomach. It opens in the lower bowels, where it tends to be of an alkali pH. So it opens in the area where you want it, in the actual bowel. It isn't opened in the stomach. So that's a very clever way of presenting a very good probiotic. It's called BioCulture, and you take 3 capsules a day, which gives you 12 billion friendly germs. These germs, these friendly, healthy germs, they multiply every 20 minutes. So every 20 minutes, the 12 billion becomes 24 billion, becomes 48 billion, becomes 96 billion, and you can see them building up in numbers to give you what you need in the end as part of the immune system. It's actually 70% of your immune system is that lining of your bowel, and it's activated, as I said, by these friendly germs. And the BioCulture will, these 3 little capsules a day, will give you these correct amount of friendly, alive, friendly germs. Moving on to another headline. This was, the headline was, a jab to cut migraine attacks by 75%. Migraine sufferers have been offered hope of relief after trials showed a new injection could prevent attacks. Around 8 million Britons, three-quarters of them women, are afflicted by migraines, causing dizziness, nausea, and crippling pain. Although painkillers can ease the symptoms, they do not work for everyone. But early trials suggest a breakthrough drug can significantly reduce the number of attacks. And this was a trial by Alder Biopharmaceuticals. They had a trial of 600 people, and their injection cut the number of migraine episodes by 75%. I must say that what made me trigger my thoughts when I read this headline, this is wonderful news about a new medicine, the firms have developed variants of a drug that tackles a particular protein called calcitonin gene-related peptide, which triggers the pain and nausea of migraines. But what made me trigger up my thoughts was that Pharmanaut product called Biomagnesium. Yes, I've suddenly started talking about migraine now and the mineral magnesium. Now, I was in Switzerland 28 years ago when I heard the World Authority speak for 1 hour on the mineral magnesium. And he pointed out that the mineral magnesium is in more pathways in the human body than any other mineral. It's actually in the unbelievable number 325 different pathways. In fact, years ago, before drugs were invented to help people with epilepsy, people used to give migraine supplements because it helps neurological problems of the nervous system. And hence you can see the link with a migraine, a neurological problem, which, as I've just read, there are new products coming out. An injection will help to cut migraine attacks by 75%. But I've been selling for years Biomagnesium because it helps to maintain a healthy neurological pathways in the brain. And if people take one or two Biomagnesium tablets a day, you can actually go up to four a day. The only side effect is you may get loose bowels. But taking Biomagnesium tablets, one, two, or even up to three or four a day, will help to prevent the start of a migraine. I had a young woman last year who was 5'1". She only weighed 6.5 stone. She was injecting herself. She asked me, I'd just given her her Imigran injections. This is an injection that people can get on prescription, which aborts a migraine attack when they're getting very bad migraines, when they feel they want to bang their head on the wall. So I handed her the box of injections, which she uses on a regular basis, to abort a very bad migraine. She said, may I go in your little consultation room and inject myself? I said, of course. So she went in, she injected herself, and she came out after about 15 minutes, said, thanks very much. And I mentioned this story about Biomagnesium, taking magnesium. And she bought a box. She came back a month later. She said she hadn't had one migraine. And although she was a small person, and she did take the high dose of four a day of Biomagnesium tablets, she never even got the loose bowels. Another article, also in the Daily Mail, Tuesday, April the 5th, taking magnesium may make breathing easier. Could magnesium supplements ease serious breathing problems? This is the thinking behind a new trial in Italy. Chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, known as COPD, is a collection of lung diseases, including chronic bronchitis and emphysema. And it can affect, in Great Britain alone, up to 700,000 people. Researchers believe that magnesium is an anti-inflammatory, which is significant as inflammation of the lungs is a key feature of chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, COPD, formerly known as emphysema. In a six-month study at the University of Padua, 76 patients will be given a 300 milligram supplement of magnesium, or the dummy tablets called placebo, to be taken daily. Researchers will monitor changes in their breathing ability. Other research has shown the mineral found in beans, spinach and nuts can already has been shown to improve asthma symptoms. And magnesium is very important. It can help to calm you down because it helps the nervous system. It can help you sleep better. It can help restless leg syndrome, along with another of Pharmanorth products, biopycnogenol, which is a bark made from a bark of a tree from the south of France in Bordeaux. So Pharmanorth's range cover a wide range of problems that you can help your health. Another headline, at this rate, 5 million Britons will be diabetic by 2025. There are only 60 million people in the island called Great Britain. So 5 million into 60 goes 12. So 1 in 12 people we're heading. This terrible statistics, the World Health Authority statistics, do not give separate totals for two different forms of diabetes, type 1 and type 2. But type 2 diabetes is the most common form and can be avoided by lifestyle changes. Type 1 diabetes is an autoimmune disease. Type 2 diabetes can lead to devastating complications as amputation, blindness and stroke, and they are preventable. Both forms of diabetes could even shorten a person's lifespan. So it is important that both type 1 and type 2 diabetes sufferers do respect this disease, type 1, type 2 diabetes, and eat the right things. Don't become overweight and try and do more exercise than you're doing. The World Health reported that in 2014, the number of diabetics in the world was an unbelievable number, 422 million people. This has jumped from 1980, which is only 36 years ago. In 36 years ago in the world, there were 108 million diabetics. And now there's 422 million diabetics, which means nearly one person in 11 are victims worldwide. Wow, one person in 11 worldwide are diabetic. Britain's rise is less dramatic, but it's still terrible. It's 5% rise, which is horrendous. So we have a lot to do. Another heading, obesity crisis sends diabetes soaring by a third since 1980. And it says we wait 2 years to change our diet. We don't even get round to changing our diet, even though that we know we're overweight. I mean, headline after headline is telling us all the cakes and chocolates and sweets and sugar and biscuits and jam and marmalade. And you see school children coming out of tuck shops loaded up with all these so-called sweets with fancy names, but they're all full of sugar. If you look at any package and you read either the liquid 100 ml or the solid 100 gram, if it says there are 12 grams of sugar in 100 ml or 100 gram of this product, you only have to divide the 12 by the number 4 to find how many teaspoonfuls of sugar there are in the product. because every 4 grams of sugar will fill a teaspoonful. So if you have a drink which has 48 grams of sugar in the bottle, one of my staff was drinking a 380ml bottle of Lucozade, and in the label we worked out there were 48 grams of sugar, and she just drunk this bottle with 48 grams of sugar. So you divide by 4, 4 into 48 goes 12. 12 spoons of sugar. I said to her, you would never sit down and eat from a box of Tate & Lyle sugar with a spoon, put into your mouth 1 spoon of sugar, 2 spoons of sugar, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 spoons of sugar, but you've just drunk a 380ml bottle of Lucozade with 12 spoons of sugar. And she says, oh, Dennis, I have 3 a day. 3 a day? It's just ridiculous. 3 12s are 36 spoons of sugar. You're only supposed to have a maximum of 25 grams as extra sugar in these products, which would only be, you know, 6 in the whole day, 6 spoons of sugar. She was having 36 spoons of sugar. And your pancreas is being forced to make insulin, too much insulin, unnecessary production of insulin. It's just, and then you're going to store it as fat. And that leads me finally to Pharmanaut's new product, Bio Gluco Control. It's a product with 2 ingredients. It's got the mineral chromium. Here's another mineral. We just mentioned magnesium. This is chromium. And chromium is needed by people because we don't have enough chromium. And when you take 2 tablets a day of biochromium, bioGluco Control, the chromium part allows the right amount of sugar into your cells, and that allows you to tell your brain, I feel full because I've got enough sugar to give me the energy. But the other ingredient in BioGluco Control is a maki berry extract of lovely purple colour from Chile. And up in the mountains for centuries, people have been eating these berries, the beautiful maki berry, because they contain a substance which blocks the enzyme which turns starch into sugar. So when you eat your bread and your potatoes and your pizza and your pasta and your rice, when you eat all these starches, the starch breaks down to sugar. And even ice cream already is sugar, 75% sugar. But you can see where all the sugars are coming from. Too much carbs. All this, I mean, sugar is the new nicotine. We're getting rid of smoking. There's still 12 million people smoking ridiculously, setting fire to chopped up leaves wrapped in white paper called cigarettes and breathing in the smoke. I delivered oxygen for 37 years as a pharmacist, so I'm allowed to preach. And I only delivered, you know, to smokers or people living with smokers. So you can see that this maki berry, which blocks the enzyme glucosidase from turning starch into sugar, linked in the same tablet with the mineral chromium, has become a wonderful seller that Pharmanaut launched last October. In my pharmacy in Manchester, we've sold over 400 boxes, and people are coming back for it because it's curbing the appetite because of the chromium, allowing the right amount of sugar to enter your cells to give you energy. And when you've got the right amount of sugar, instead of the sugar being stored as fat on your bottom, your double chin and your belly, and giving you, even if you don't drink alcohol, you can get a non-alcoholic fatty liver disease because all the sugar without the chromium and this maki berry extract is being stored as fat. So the chromium in the BioGluco Control tablet from Pharmanaut, that allows the right amount of sugar to go into your cell. and the Machiberry part from the mountains of Chile, that stops the starches being broken down into sugar. It even slows down the absorption of the sugar from your bowel into your blood, because it blocks another pathway. It's a brilliant product, this purple berry. Absolutely perfect. And we've had people go from number 46, which is a range of numbers from 41 to 48. Many diabetics will know this phrase, HbA1c. That's when they send your blood away to see if you've been cheating with all your cakes and chocolates and sweets, because sugar damages the lining of the red blood cell, the actual wall of the red blood cell. And the more sugar you eat, the more red blood cell damage you get. And they can tell every 12 weeks how much sugar you've been eating and eating and eating, because your red blood cells' lives are only 12 weeks. We've got trillions of red blood cells. They don't all die on the same day, obviously, otherwise we would die. But every day, millions are being formed, red blood cells, and millions are being destroyed. That's a natural process. But you can tell when you take a blood sample and send it off how much sugar you've been eating. And if you're under foot number 41 on this HbA1c, then you're doing okay. If you're 42 to 47, you're pre-diabetic. A third of the people in Great Britain are pre-diabetic. 20 million people are pre-diabetic. And once they hit number 48, then they're classed as diabetic.
Dennis, that's the moment
when we've had people on bioglucose control who in 12 weeks have taken the tablets, have gone from 46 back to 41. And one of the people, Alex, was me.
Well,
yes, I admit it. But I took the bioglucose control and I went from 46 to 41,
splendid,
taking that. And the doctor got a shock.
And
I got a very pleasant shock.
Well, there we are. And the number is actually now reached once again where we have to progress onwards and say, have you had a reasonably interesting telephonic mini lecture with us today, Dennis, the chemist?
I've loved giving this lecture because I'm saving lives. What nicer job. I've never been to work in 50 years. It's not been a job. It's become a hobby, helping people to have healthy health.
And I take it you'll be back with us very soon as well.
All being well.
Hooray!
Thank you.